WWEG, WWEG HD1 Myersville.
The lights have gone down, and it's time to rock.
Welcome to Ego Concert Classics, featuring live cuts from your favorite bands from the 60s, 70s, and 80s.
Here's your host, Aaron Shaw, on 106.9 The Eagle.
Welcome to a spring edition of Ego Concert Classics. Tonight I'll be playing some live cuts of some songs that'll get you in the mood since today is the first day of spring. I'm going to start things off with a song from America. This song, when it was recorded, had a big name producer, George Martin, the very George Martin that worked with the Beatles. He produced the albums Heart and Holiday for America, and this song charted at number 20. Here's Daisy Jane.
Well, the summer's gone, and I hope she's feeling the same. Well, I left her just to roam the city, thinking it would be a thing. I'm a crazy man, and I'm playing that crazy game.
Walking down the road, tell me how long you gonna stay here, Joe. Some people say this town don't look good in snow. You don't care, I know.
Venture Highway in the surround your daylight there.
early train. Sorry, boy, but I've been hit by purple rain. Oh, come on, Joe, you could always change your name. Thanks a lot, son, just the same.
Venture Highway in the sunshine, where the days are longer, the nights are stronger than moonshine. You're gonna go.
Dewey Bunnell.
Thank you very much.
.1069 The Eagle, you're listening to Eagle Concert Classics. I'm your host, Aaron Shaw, on a spring edition. That was America with Ventura Highway. That song just gets me in the mood for a road trip, you know what I mean? When Dewey wrote that song, he was inspired by a time when he was stuck on the side of the road with his dad changing a flat tire. He and his brother were just looking around, looking at the shapes of the clouds, and just kind of taking it all in. The next song I'm going to play is by Chicago, and it was inspired by the Beatles' song, You Won't See Me. This song hit number 3 from them and is off of their album, Chicago 5. Here's Saturday in the Park.
Saturday in the park, I think it was the 4th of July.
time with you, that's all. Too quickly when we're together laughing. I wish I could sing it to you. How I wish I could sing it to you. Oh, 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 oh.
106.9 The Eagle. You're listening to Eagle Concert Classics, and that was Chicago with Beginnings. That song originally on their very first album, Chicago Transit Authority, from 1969. It didn't see much success until after they re-released it back in 1971, and then it hit number 7. The next song up is by The Beatles. It was written on a nice sunny day in Eric Clapton's garden. George Harrison picked up the guitar and just started playing the song. It just came to him. Here's Here Comes the Sun.
Thank you.
106.9 The Eagle. You're listening to Eagle Concert Classics, and that was The Beatles with I'll Follow the Sun. A 16-year-old Paul McCartney wrote that song after having the flu. He says he remembers standing in the parlor with his guitar, looking out the lace curtains, and writing that song. Next up is a song by Thin Lizzy. This song was huge for Thin Lizzy because not only was this a giant hit for them, but it was also the song that kept them from breaking up. They had a big hit in Ireland with Whiskey in the Jar, that's where they're from, but they weren't able to follow it up, and they just couldn't seem to hit that American market. This song's off of their Jailbreak album from 1976 and it hit number 12 for them. Here's The Boys Are Back in Town.
Get your knickers on.
106.9 The Eagle. You're listening to a spring edition of Eagle Concert Classics. That was The Boys Are Back in Town, Thin Lizzy. Another set of great live songs to celebrate the beginning of spring today. Coming up next, keep it tuned in to 106.9 The Eagle.